Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Know what I had to go through to get this interview, but I do it because I love the Lord and I do it because I love you. This is Deborah Joy Winans with The Master's Calling, and right after this song, we're going to speak with her. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Listen while you still can hear. Listen while you still can hear the Master's call. The Master's call.
Your eyes don't see the Master's voice.
Soul Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this woman of God on my program. Let me see if I can properly introduce her. Actress and singer Deborah Joy Winans stars in the OWN family drama series Greenleaf. One of my favorite shows.
Yes.
It's from executive producer Oprah Winfrey, and the series from Craig Wright focuses on the world of the Greenleaf family and their sprawling Memphis mega church. And I'm going to stop there because I could go on and on and on. So I'll let, well, first of all, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, because you're a busy person. And so talk to us about one of my favorite shows, Greenleaf. Now, I'm not a person who just jumped on the bandwagon this season.
Uh-huh.
I was there from the very beginning. All right.
Okay.
So I set my DVR for this show. So I just want to let you know. So,
I love it.
So talk to us about your character on the show. I know about the character, but for people who haven't caught on yet, or they're still trying to figure out exactly who you are on the show, let them know.
Absolutely. So I play the role of Charity Greenleaf Satterley, who is the youngest daughter of the Bishop and First Lady. My parents are Keith David and Lynn Whitfield. And, I am the worship leader at our church, and which, you know, I guess for some people doesn't come as a surprise, but for me it was, because singing, although it's something my family has done for years, it was something I wasn't interested in. And so I am the worship leader. I'm singing at church. I am married to this man who is starting to find difficulties in his sexuality, and so Charity is dealing with quite a bit. Charity is also pregnant. And so I love playing the role of Charity, because I grew up in church. And so being in church is something that I know. But then being the worship leader was something that was interesting to me, because although I didn't really sing growing up, I've always loved the worship part of service. And so I'm having so much fun playing Charity and getting to know her and see how she's growing and changing and navigating the difficulties that are happening in her life.
You know, I think, and this is me personally, that Greenleaf is one of the best cast shows I've seen, and I can't, it just is. I mean, everyone, it just fits. You know, when I look at what's his name, Keith,
Keith David.
The fact that, mm-hmm. like, how did it had to be Oprah to get him, because he doesn't have to act. You know, he's one of those persons.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he's one of those.
So
yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah, he's just one of those persons who've been in Hollywood. He doesn't need to act. He can make money continuing to do voiceovers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Lynn Whitfield, who is most notably known for what's this show? The movie with Martin Lawrence.
Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
So her as a first, just the cast, and then you, and just the whole thing is just awesome. It really is.
Thank you. I tend to agree. And what was really nice during our first season, when we had our cast dinner with Ms. Winfrey and all of the executive producers and the writers, she said, "I'm so happy because everybody sitting here was our first choice." And that just means a lot. I think I learned so much from just watching Keith and watching Lynn, watching Merle and Greg Allen Williams.
Yes.
Greg Allen Williams is amazing. And then we have Lamon. We have Lamon Rucker. It's just, it's going to work every day with these people is a joy and honor. I'm learning so much. It's such a blessing to work with so many incredibly talented and giving and really, really great people, even off screen. They're just great people. It's really like a family.
Amen. You are a family. So, you have a famous last name for some people who don't know your connection to the Winans family. Tell them who your legacy is.
Absolutely. I'm so honored to be from this family. I thank God for what he's been able to do through them. But the Winans, which consists of a lot of people, My grandparents had 10 kids, 7 boys straight and then 3 girls. And so the first group that came from our family was the Winans, which was the twins, Carvin and Marvin, and then Michael and my Uncle Ronald, who passed away in 2005. So they have songs like Tomorrow and The Question Is and Ain't No Need to Worry. My dad is Carvin. And some people kind of get me confused because his baby sister, her name is Deborah, and my name is Deborah. So people have been sending tweets and Instagram saying, oh, I love your album from such and such. I'm like, yeah, that's not me. So I've never made an album, but I do come from that family. Speedy and CC are my aunt and uncle. And so it's just an honor and a pleasure to have a name that I didn't work for, but to know that God has blessed it and has blessed so many people in the world through their music and what they've done. So that is a huge legacy that I praise God for.
Amen. You know, speaking of CeCe, I just spoke with her not too long ago. I talked to her about her new song, Hey Devil, with the Clark Sisters, and she's doing tremendous things as a new first lady. Or, you know, relatively new to that role, been in it for a while. But I mean, she's doing extremely well. You know, her son wrote and produced most of that new project that she's working on. And, you know, the whining seemed to be, you're coming back out. She was gone for 10 years. You're acting now. You reluctantly didn't want to sing, but now you have a hot song that I love called The Master's Calling. You're welcome. What's the history behind The Master's Calling? How'd they get you?
Absolutely. Yes. So when I got the role, I understood that there would be some singing because she's a worship leader, and they wanted to have someone that, you know, could hold a tune. And although singing was something that I never planned on doing, you know, it's funny how we make plans and then God laughs.
Preach.
Because he's like, no, that's great, but now this is what my will is. And so I'm stepping into that and understanding, okay, God, if you open this door, then it's something that I need to walk through and embrace and be okay with. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, you probably sound just like your aunt. And I'm thinking, yeah, no, I don't. And that can be intimidating if you let it, because nobody can be CeCe but CeCe. Nobody can be Angie or Debbie but them. And so nobody can be me but me. And I believe that God has given me a gift to do what it is he wants me to do. And it's not about whether I live up to somebody else's standards of what I should sound like. It's about what he wants me to do. And so being able to do music for this show has been amazing. And when they picked The Master's Calling for me to sing, I just listened to the words and they blew my mind, because everything that's happening right now in the world, it just feels like we all need to settle. And we just really need to get back to listening while we can, because he's calling, he's giving us his word, he's telling us what to do if we just listen, you know? And so I loved that song, I loved recording it, and I loved the episode that it came in, because it came at a time where things were really crashing down for the Greenleaf family, and we were at a point where we all, in our own separate ways, needed to sit down and listen and figure out what it was God wanted us to do.
Amen. Amen. And you know what generally happens is, now that The Master's Calling is doing extremely well and will continue to do extremely well, because a lot of people are connecting the dots between the song and then the show and then you, and they're going, oh, that's who that is. Oh, I want to hear more of that song. So you know what tends to happen. There should be an album deal coming soon, don't you think? Whether you want to record one or not.
Right. You know, I used to say never. I don't say never anymore. I just say, okay, God, whatever you want me to do. So we'll see. Who knows?
See, only you could not want to sing and then have to end up singing on a hit show and then not really want to do an album and then end up having to do one anyway. See how good God is?
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
Yeah. So talk to us, because I know you're a busy person. What's going on with the musical, the stage play Born for This?
Wow. Well, I'm happy.
Wait a minute. Wait. What do you mean, wow? You didn't think I was think I was prepared for this interview? Come on now.
No. Well, Brother Lawson, My apologies.
That's okay.
I'm so glad you asked. Wow, yeah. Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
The musical is actually going back up in Santa Monica, California this summer. It will open in July. So I'm really, really excited about that. That was something, well, firstly, that's how Ms. Winfrey saw me.
Oh.
We were doing just a presentation of it in New York. I've been with it since the start of it in 2013 when they wanted to do their first workshop. And I thought it was crazy. Like I said, I didn't sing. And then to have to start singing with my uncle and aunt's music, that was so just incredible. I said, oh, no, I can't do this. And my husband convinced me to do the next workshop. And that's when they brought my brother in. And I thought, well, at least we can hang out for a week and have fun. And that was not an accident. That was God in motion, because when we came together, it was magic. And so when we did the presentation in New York in 2015, Ms. Winfrey came, and she remembered me from there. So when they started looking at the script for Greenleaf, she called and said, I can't get you out of my head. I think you would be great. And I said, are you kidding me? But, you know, she said, no, you're going to have to audition. You know, nobody here knows who you are. I was like, yeah, they wouldn't. I haven't done much. But she said, I believe in you. So I know you can audition. I know you'll do well. And that just was confirmation that I was on the right path, that I was doing what God had called me to do. And so the musical is just very, very close to me. I love what it's about. I loved learning so much about my uncle and aunt's journey and how they became Bebe and Cece, because they weren't always a duet, and how Jim and Tammy Faye Baker really put them together and helped them get to where they are in life. And so that was a lot of just great things to learn about them and to be able to be a part of bringing that to life. And so this play is my heart. I love theater. I love the stage. And to be able to do this, and to do it with my brother, Juan Winans, and to do it about my family is really quite amazing. So we'll be going back up. That's a long answer for you. We'll be going back up in July in Santa Monica, California.
Amen. Once again, someone who doesn't want to sing, singing. look at God.
And look at God.
As we wrap up, let's give a shout out to your wonderful community activist, attorney, and business mogul husband, Terrence Williams.
Yes. Yes. That is my boo. Terrence is my God. You know, God just knows what you need. And even when you feel like you haven't always done the right thing, he still sees fit to bless you anyhow. And Terrence James Williams is my biggest blessing. I love him. The support that he's given me from the beginning, and just he's shown me how to love unconditionally and how to be open to whatever God has for me. Because singing was something I never wanted to do. And so I was very staunch on that. And I was like, no, I can't do it. That's not me. And he was able to see my greatness before I could. And being able to just kind of step into that and follow his lead is really what has continued to bring me to where I am today. So I'm so grateful for that man. I love him with all my heart. He's the smartest guy I know.
Amen. I like that. Listen, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. How can the listeners find out more about you and Greenleaf and all the things that you've got going on?
Well, they can follow me on Instagram. I am Deborah Joy Winans on Instagram. And that's the long Deborah. I'm sorry, people. That's just what it is. DeborahJoyWinans. And you can find me on Twitter at Deborah J. Winans, Facebook, Deborah Joy Winans. And we love to live tweet. Our show comes on Wednesday, so 10 o'clock on OWN. Live tweet with us, talk to me, send me your questions. We'd love to tweet you and talk back to you and just know what you're thinking, see what you feel, see what you think is coming up next. We'd love to interact. And just send us any thoughts, any prayers, whatever it is. We would love to hear from you.
Amen. And they shall do it. Deborah Joy Winans, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, Brother Lawson. I appreciate it.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.